Softball here is they're off to a 2-0 start. Their doubleheader with Holcomb yesterday got moved to next Thursday, the 13th. And we'll talk here with a couple of seniors, and they reside in the same household. They're twins, Miller. We'll start with Michaela. I get that right. First baseman, how are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, off to a good start here this year. And how do you feel like that your season's gone just two games in?
Well, I thought last Tuesday it was going to be a little bit more of like a struggle mm-hmm. for our team, because like we had to get so many new different players since we lost so many, mm-hmm. but I feel like we clicked really easy for the first game.
All right. And I tell you what, you started out on a tear on at the plate there first time around. Go through that triple you had.
Oh, yeah. So I like popped it up. And my umpires were really bad.
And no, don't say that.
I was waiting for the outfielder for umpire to tell me if it was fair or foul, because it fell right behind mm-hmm. first base. And so I was like watching him, and he didn't say anything. And then Meyer starts yelling at me from third base. She's like, go, go, go. And so I made it to third. I don't know how, but I did.
Yeah, but no, that's pretty cool there. But, you know, you've had a pretty good season there so far at first base and a couple of games in here. What's been the key to your success here through the last couple of years?
I'm just going through, you know, full-hearted. And, you know, my coach, my, she loves me so much.
Oh, yeah.
Although my glove broke yesterday.
Oh, no.
So now I have to use a different glove.
Oh, no duct tape on it or anything?
Well, Myers is going to try to fix it, but I forgot to give it to her, so.
All right. So, you know, I should ask, which sister is the better softball player?
Oh, me, by a long shot.
All right. Well, we'll try. All right. Well, I think we'll leave it on that note. Looking forward to your doubleheader at the Lakin tomorrow. That should be a fun one. And then you get to a couple more doubleheaders next week as well.
Yes, I'm trying to win the RBI challenge this year because we have the highest RBIs. We get a scholarship from Marcia Matthews. So.
All right. Well, good luck on that. Thank you for joining me here.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Once again, Madison Miller or Michaela Miller. We now go to Madison Miller next, senior as well. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, I should ask you this right off the bat. Who's the better softball player in the household there?
Honestly, I think both of us are really good.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice of you.
She has her specialty in first base, and I have my specialty out in outfield, but they're both very hard positions to play.
Absolutely. You got a little catching in last week. How was that?
Oh, I surprised myself on a couple things, but it wasn't too terrible.
All right, but you know, off to a good start here. And how'd you feel like you were at the plate batting?
I think I did pretty good at batting. I had a lot of walks more than anything, so I didn't, like, really get a bat much.
Yeah. Well, what are some things that you've improved on this year?
I would definitely have to say my batting.
All right. What's key to having discipline there at the plate?
Always watch the ball and make, like, always, even sometimes Myra says watch it all the way to the glove and just keep your eye on the ball.
I know yesterday you guys were scheduled to play, but Mother Nature had other plans for you guys. Tomorrow you get another home game with Lakin, and what are you expecting to see with tomorrow's doubleheader?
We're hoping to get way more bats than what we did last Tuesday and just make sure that everyone, like, clicks together and knows what they're doing. And
all right. What's the goal you have in mind this year?
To hit a home run.
Hit a home run. All right. And that's pretty cool. You guys host regionals this year too, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you. And good luck to you coming up here tomorrow and next week as well. Thanks again for joining me here.
Thank you.
All right, Meyer, she was able to make it here for some.
First game, I think Cheyenne had 16 strikeouts, mm-hmm. 14 or 16. And, I mean, that's an amazing showing, especially with a new catcher behind the plate, Mallory Cup. So, yeah, a lot of good things happened.
What I noticed about your team, there's a lot of versatility with a lot of your players this year.
Yeah, you know, I was able to move a lot of girls around. Mm-hmm. You know, there's some practices that, you know, this girl's playing here and this girl's playing here. And, okay, tomorrow let's put this girl here. Just trying to put, you know, figure out what's really best for us. I mean, you know, we have 18 games to kind of play with, you know, to kind of figure out really who fits best where. And by the time we get to regionals, we'll definitely have our, you know, our best 9 or 10 girls out there.
And, you know, and yeah, it's just, and also, you know, you had the luxury of trying to, without a JV game, you had the luxury of trying to mix in some newcomers in there as well. And coming off the bench there, late stages of both games there to kind of get them some playing time.
Yeah. You know, and like the second game, I wasn't really planning on pitching Bailey Walkenstorfer because I figured, you know, Ulysses had a JV. But, you know, watching her pitch over a spring break, I was like, you know, I really think she would do really well in a varsity game. So that was a really good opportunity for you know, Bailey to start that second game and finish the second game against Ulysses.
Yeah, she went to 5 innings there for the win there. Last week you've had time to practice. What are some things you've worked on that you needed to fine-tune from your first doubleheader?
You know, I was not happy with our hitting the first game, especially our bats finally woke up the second game. But we, you know, I've been trying to hit as much as I can, but you know, the wind doesn't really help when you have, you know, trying to get, you know, batting fences up and it just blows them over. And, you know, the wind blowing your ear, the dirt blowing in your eyes. So we've been trying to do as much hitting as we can, but also just trying to, you know, get as much field work as we can. Like, you know, we've had a lot of new girls on the field and, in different positions. So, you know, I've been putting Carissa Irvin out at shortstop, and she's just a freshman. And, you know, I've been really happy with putting her out there. You know, Hannah Tucker, she's a good shortstop, but she definitely feels way more in command out in the outfield too. So, it also comes to, like, where the girls feel most comfortable. That's, you know, where you're going to perform and do what's best for your team. So definitely just a lot of defense, I mean, just working both sides of the ball, honestly.
Well, tomorrow you get to Lakin at home, and this is the team I think that's going to be quite a bit improved from last year.
Absolutely. I don't really think they lost too much. You know, I don't think they had a huge senior class. So these girls that are playing, they've played varsity for the last couple of years. So they were young, but now they're older.
All right. And what would you like to see from your team there tomorrow there at home?
I would like to see improvement with the bats. You know, we've been doing a lot more live hitting too, since we've had the opportunity with not having, games. So we've been doing a lot more live hitting, and then I've been trying to get them to just focus on more, just trying to get line drives and not trying to swing for the fences. I really feel like we kind of were doing that the first game, which is so hard not to do, especially when you're excited about your first game, and, trying to give them more of a task of like where to hit the ball and, just trying to give them games to be able to do that.
All right. Once again, Coach Aaron Myers joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware's when we went back to softball a little bit, and glad we were able to get her in here. And, Coach, thank you for the time. Good luck to you coming up here tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.